Do a favor and don't ask your heart what's thinking. It won't tell you as easily as the mind would. The heart is a trickster, a joker in all respects. I am simply another victim in its schemes, but just like a telemarketer, it knows when to mess with you at the perfect time, when you don't need those ideas to hamper your conscious thought. Yet I still dare to play along with it. I allow it to hamper my dreams and tell me of things that I believe to know, thanks to my brain, will probably never happen in this dimension of my existence, true reality. It is absolutely necessary at this moment to even fathom the thoughts that immerse themselves into my brain. Rather, I prefer to defer them to the isolation of my dreams, where I know they will do the most good. As long as I sleep at night, I do not mind them. As long as I can study during the day, I do not mind them. Unfortunately, my heart does not mind my brain. No pun intended. Then what are the reasons to divert? Thoughts, like drains, can build up with the decision to force oneself to stop thinking. As a cheap diversion from the dream world, I will be approached by an affirmation of my thoughts in reality. These fragments of the actual will not consciously correlate with one another, but fit together in a subtle fashion without ever knowing that either version exists. It is only with these doses of reality that I become addicted to the clouded thoughts of my mind. It is with these clouded thoughts of my mind that I become detached from reality for seconds, even minutes at a time. Diversion is a relief, yet it is temptation. When the thoughts become more intense, they become dangerous. If reality is a perception of the mind, then what is the heart's role in the scheme of things? What is it in charge of controlling?